We are at the halfway point of the high school basketball season here in the state of Kansas, and we are getting set for a non-league Class 3A matchup. Two teams who have already played once this year. It was only about 7 days ago, last Thursday, and the Burlington Invitational first round matchup between 8-seed Sabetha Lady Jays, who are the home team here tonight. We are going to play the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, who were the 1 seed in that tournament, and the number one team in Class 3A in Kansas. Possibly could make a case as the best team out of all classifications in the state of Kansas this season. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Logan Bitterman. Alongside me is Craig Schilling and then Mike Bitterman here as well. We're going to do a split type of thing here tonight as far as lead and color commentary here on the channel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this game going forward. You know, Sabetha losing that first game, you know, 69-17, it wasn't really close, and you know that left a sour taste in Sabetha's mouth. So they're going to come out here, and I think the key to this game is staying aggressive and not being afraid to shoot the ball. I mean, you got to be more aggressive. This is a team for Silver Lake that's averaging over 60 points a game. If you can hold them to 40 points and you're out there shooting the ball like you know Sabetha can, I mean, I think it can be a game tonight.
Yep, and with that, we are just about set for tip-off here in just a couple moments. But with that, we're going to go ahead and step aside for a two-minute break, and we will be back and ready for action here live on KNZA 103.9, KNZA 92.1, and also on the Sabetha channel live here this evening. With that, we'll step aside and take a break.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
We are just about set for tip-off here in this Class 3A girls matchup. Again, Silver Lake and Sabetha here this evening. Brandon Tavin's actually out tonight, so tonight it's Craig Schilling alongside me. I'm Logan Bitterman and Mike Bitterman here as well, running the camera for us for the channel part of it here this evening. Well, we kind of talked about it there in the opening monologue. Again, both of these teams, they matched up last week, first round of the Burlington tournament. Great, Mike and I were there for that one. We got to see this game firsthand. Sabetha girls, they got out to the early 3-0 lead, and after that it was just all Silver Lake Lady Eagles down there.
Definitely, and I think Sabetha is going to come in here and play with a chip on their shoulder. They don't want to lose by 50 again, so I definitely expect this time through to be a much closer game, but hopefully we see that here in this one.
And with that, we're going to quick get to the starting lineup. Silver Lake will start number 4, sophomore Kaylin Honey. A 5'8 senior number 5, Kaylee Dieter. A 6'1 senior number 10, McKinsey McDaniel. A 5'7 senior number 11, Kybern Kruger. And a 5'6 senior number 12, McKinley Kruger. Sabetha will start a 5'5 senior number 4, Cameron Durier. A 5'7 senior number 10, Leah Lukert. 6' junior number 14, Audrey Herman. A senior number 15, Maya Grimes. And a 5'8 senior number 32, Alexia Hayden. And Silver Lake starts with it, and it's McDaniel early. It's 2-0 Silver Lake. They get the early lead here. Lexi Hayden will bring it up the floor for Lady Jays. She has it on the far side, working against Kyburn Kruger, trying to take it to the baseline and can't, and now it's stolen away. Zider with the steal for the Lady Eagles, and now Hani up ahead to McKinley Kruger. In the lane, shot up the off the glass, no good. Rebound is to Grimes, and Lady Jays have it down two still. Lexia Hayden with it, second possession. McKinley Kruger picks her up, gets it to Luker. Luker with it, trying to get it inside to Grimes, and does. Grimes puts it up, shot no good, too strong. McDaniel with the rebound, gets it to Hani, and here come the Lady Eagles with the lead. Hani almost lost it, gets it back, gets it to McKinley Kruger. Now she kicks it on over to Dider. Dider looking to Kruger in the corner. Back inside to Dider. Dider shot no good. Rebound by McDaniel. Her shot is no good. And this one tipped and rebounded by Hani at the three-point line. Now McKinley Kruger for three, and she hits it. McKinley Kruger, her first basket of the game. She's got three, and just like that, it's 5-0. Silver Lake on top. Silver Lake is running a full court man-to-man defense here on the Lady Jays. We saw it in Burlington last week. They kind of gave Sabessa Lady Jays offense a little bit of trouble trying to get the ball up the floor. Now Durier with the ball, double teams there, trying to get it to Luker. It was tipped. Luker gets it, and we have a travel call.
And so far, to me, the thing that's sticking out the most is Sabessa's got to do a better job. You know that they're going to press you this whole game, and they're going to try to run the break. They're a fast-paced team. You got to be able to defend that. And also, down on the glass, you got to do a better job of putting a body on someone to make sure you box out.
Yep. So it's Silver Lake ball up 5-0, 6:24 to go, quarter number one. Hani had it to Dider, now to McKinley Kruger, another three. Her shot, no good this time. Maya Grimes with the rebound gets it to Alexia Hayden, who will bring it up the floor. Hayden working against Kyburn Kruger, gets it on over to Luker. Luker working against Hani. Gets it to Hayden in the corner for three, and she hits it. Alexia Hayden for three, and the Lady Jays are on the board. It's 5-3. Silver Lake still on top by two. Just like at Burlington, Alexia Hayden, the first one for Lady Jays to score, and it's a three-point shot against the Silver Lake Lady Eagles. McKinley Kruger back the other way. This shot no good. Hani with the putback shot. It's no good. Still loose. McDaniel gets it, and she gets it to fall. Mackenzie McDaniel now with 4 points in the game, and it's 7-3. Silver Lake up four. Leah Lucas to bring it up the court here, working against Hani. Crosses the half-court line. Gets it on into the corner to Durier. Durier fakes. Gets it right back to Luker at top of the key. Kicks it here near side to Hayden. Hayden looking. Uses the dribble. Now gets it to Luker at top of the key. They reset the offense. Durier on the far side. Gets a double screen here. Now stops, picks up the dribble, and gets it to Grimes. Luker here near side. Wants to go baseline. Drives. Now kicks it in the corner to Hayden. Wide open for three again. And this one, no good. Off the rim. Rebound by Hani, and here come the Lady Eagles, up by four, just under 5 minutes to go now. Hani kicks it in the corner, McKinley Kruger inside to McDaniel, and it's good. McKinsey McDaniel with another basket. She's got six now in the game, and Lady Eagles now up by six, their largest lead so far in this one. Hayden working against Kruger, tipped, but Luker gets it for Lady Jays. Luker here near side to Durier. Durier uses the screen by Nia Strom, who just checked into the game for Lady Jays. Now it's on the floor. We're going to get a double dribble call first here. So, again, both of these teams matched up first round last week. The Sabessa Lady Jays, they would lose their second round matchup at Burlington, and they would play for the seventh place game, which they would win on a buzzer-beating three-pointer by Alexia Hayden to win it by one. Silver Lake, however, they walked right through that tournament, and they took the first place title back-to-back seasons in Burlington. Going through Ottawa down there as well as Independence. Now this one's stolen away. And Leah Luker has it. 4:07 to go, first quarter. Jays still down six. Luker gets it in the corner to Durier. Durier for three. Can't hit it too strong. This one out of bounds. It's going to stay with Sabessa here. Craig, an interesting side note. Coach Kyle Porter is not here for the Lady Eagles tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Porter does a great job every single week, so him being here could be a major loss for this Silver Lake team.
We'll have to see how they do the rest of this game. This one on the floor, it's still loose, and now it looks like we might have a tie-up. We will, and it's going to be Sabessa basketball. Sabessa is going to keep possession here. Now Coach Gruber is going to get another sub in. That's going to be a 5'5 junior number 3, Carson Meyer, checking in for the first time in this game. She'll replace Cameron Durier here for the Lady Jays. Meyer to inbound it here on the near sideline. Looking to get it in. Gets it in to Leah Lukert. Now we're going to have a interesting defense. It's kind of a 1-3-1, 1-2-2 type of defense, and it's a steal. Hani comes away with it. It's a 3-on-1 break, and inside, this two-point shot is good by Ella Bolin. Her first basket, we saw her against Lady Jays down at Burlington, and she had a pretty decent game as well for Lady Eagles. And she's got 2 points now so far.
So they're sending a double every time they touch it over there on the wing or in the corner. So the key to that is, you know, they're trying to dribble through it. You got to get the ball out quick so you don't get in that situation.
Yep. Just trying to get pressure and see if they can't get steals. Now we have a quick stop and play. Kaylee Deiter and Cameron Kruger check back in for Lady Eagles here. Replacing McDaniel and Hani. Meyer to inbound it, looking to get it in, still looking, and now we have a 5 second. That's going to be another turnover, and that's already the fifth on the Lady Jays here in this game. 3:20 to go in the first quarter, and it's 11-3. Lady Jays down 8. Lady Eagles, however, they have the ball. McKinley Krueger has it. Lady Jays in a zone defense of their own, kind of a 3-2 type of look, and this three-point shot, top of the key, falls. McKinley Krueger, another three-pointer, and she makes it 11 on the scoreboard for the lead. As it's 14-3 now. Lady Eagles starting to build momentum as they won the game against Sabetha last week at Burlington. 69-17 was the final. This two-point shot, no good, but a foul. That's going to put Maya Grimes at the line for two. It's going to go on Ella Bolin. It's going to be her first of the game. That's only the first foul overall so far in this quarter or in the game here this evening. And Grimes can't hit the first. Now Audrey Herman will check back in for Lady Jays, replacing Nia Strom here. Grimes to try to make it a 10-point lead if she can hit the second free throw. It's up. And she hits it. Maya Grimes with 1 point now. She goes 1 of 2 at the line. Makes it 14-4. Lady Eagles on top by 10. Now Leah Luker checks out, is coming in for the first time as a 5'6 sophomore, number 11, Krista Minnell for the Lady Jays. Kinley Krueger with the ball. She has it here near side. Gets it in the corner to her sister, Kybrin. Kybrin gets it inside to Sarah Worley, who's checked in for the first time. Now it's to Deiter. Deiter for two. Her shot no good. Herman with the rebound. Gets a pass off to Hayden. Hayden wants to bring it up the floor. Still looking. Now gets it up ahead to Carson Meyer, who gets across the half-court line. Has it near wing. Takes it inside to the free throw line. Now stops. Steps back and then tries to get inside to Herman. Herman has it. Almost stolen away. Ooh, a foul call here. If this is on Bolin, that's her second. That might be who they get this on. It is. So that's quickly Ella Bolin's second foul of the game. And with that, Kaylin Hani and Mackenzie McDaniel will both check back in for Lady Eagles, replacing McKinley Krueger and Ella Bolin here. Ball inbounded to Grimes. Grimes gets it to Hayden in the corner for three. Hayden can't get it off the rim. Great rebound there by Lady Jays. Hayden has it back, and Lady Jays down 10 still. 2:07 to go first quarter. Carson Meyer with the ball. Wants to drive baseline. Still going. Tries to go up with a layup. It's blocked, and that's Lady Eagle basketball. Kybrin Krueger had it. Lost it. It's on the floor. Carson Meyer was there, but could not get it. Hani has it. Now it's still loose, and Hani picks it back up. Hani gets inside to Deiter. Deiter for two, left it short off the rim and a foul. And I think this will be on Silver Lake. It will for an over the back. It's going to be on Kaylee Deiter, her first foul of the game. Team foul number three here in the first quarter on the Lady Eagles. They only have one more foul to give before they put Smith at the line for the rest of this first quarter. Kaylin Hani at the half court line to pick up the ball. And now it's Middle with it and then throws it off of McDaniel. Oh, they're going to say it last touched Middle before it went out of bounds, so it's going to be Silver Lake ball. Another turnover on the Lady Jays here in this game. Turnover number six. Kaylin Hani to bring it up the floor here. Lady Eagles still up by 10, 14-4, minute and a half remaining first quarter. Hani gets it over to Deiter. Deiter inside to McDaniel. One dribble up off the glass. Shot is good. Counted and one. Mackenzie McDaniel gets two and she'll have the and one opportunity coming up. Audrey Herman picks up her first foul of the game. Team foul number one on the Lady Jays. McDaniel steps up to the line. It's up. And she can't hit it. It's in and out. Audrey Herman with a great defensive rebound there. And now gets it to Hayden. And the Lady Jays have it down by 12. 1:17 to go first quarter. Lexia Hayden looking. Has to get a pass off and does here near side. Carson Meyer. Meyer working against Worley. Got to get a pass off and gets it to Herman. Herman steps, turns, kicks it out to Hayden here near side. Hayden drives in the lane, kicks it on over to Krista Middle. Middle drives, gets it out to Meyer. Double teams there. Now Worley picks it up one-on-one. Grimes comes up to set a screen. Double team comes. Carson Meyer has to get a pass off and does. Somehow gets it to Hayden. Hayden gets it to Middle. Middle right back to Hayden. It was off of her hand, and it would have a foul call here that's going to be on Sabetha. That's another turnover, by the way, number 7 on the Lady Jays. Krista Middle picks up her first foul of the game, team foul number 2. Now coming in for the first time for Coach Joe Gruber and the Lady Jays, the 5'3 sophomore number 24, Kiera Keim, and she replaces Krista Middle here for the Lady Jays. Kaylin Haney will bring it up the floor once again. 36 seconds to go, first quarter. 16-4. Lady Eagles want to extend their lead. Cameron Krieger inside to McDaniel. What a pass. McDaniel wants to go up with it. Now it's thrown. And this is going to be, no, they save it from going back court. Great play by Kaylin Haney. Now Dider inside up off the last shot. No good. McDaniel with the rebound. And we're going to have, is this going to be on Sabetha or Silver Lake? It's going to be on Silver Lake. It's going to be a foul on McDaniel for another over the back. So McDaniel picks up her first foul. That's now team foul. It should be number 5. Let me check this. Nope, that's only number 4. I thought that was number five. I only have 4 of them. So they are right. Kara Keim with the ball. Lady Jays have the opportunity to get the last shot here in the first quarter. 8 seconds left in quarter number 1. Still down by 12. Hayden fakes. Stops. Kicks it to Keim. Keim, top of the key for 3, and it's no good. Out of bounds. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Lady Jays, they find themselves in another hole, another deficit against the Lady Eagles, just like last Thursday. But right now, it's only 16-4, 12-point lead to Lady Eagles. We'll step aside and be back here in just a moment to bring you second quarter action here live on KNZA, KMZA, and the Sabetha Channel as well.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here live from Sabetha, second quarter underway, and we have a steal by the Lady Jays. Haney was trying to get inside to McKenzie McDaniel, and Leah Lucre comes away with it for the Lady Jays. Cameron Duryea back in for Sabetha. Lady Jays have it still down by 12, 16-4. Leah Lucre has it stolen away by Kaylin Haney, and now she's going to try to take it coast-to-coast and gets it off to McKinley Krueger, and it's good. McKinley Krueger gets the layup, the fall, makes it a 14-point advantage for the Lady Eagles. McKinley Krueger now with 8 points in the game. And now we have another foul here. This is going to be on Cabrin Krueger, her first. You know, the first team foul in this quarter.
It's sticking out to me the most about the 7 turnovers in the first half, and already one here 40 seconds into this second quarter with another turnover. Something's got to change here. If Sabetha wants to stay into this ball game, they've got to make smarter passes and play with a little more energy.
And now here's another turnover. Well, turnover's on cue. Now McDaniel within the lane, and her shot, no good. In and out. Rebound hot by Haney, however. McKinley Krueger wide open for 3, and she can't get it to fall. And now we're going to have it over the back here. It's going to be on Silver Lake. It will be Sabetha ball. And they're going to get Kyburn Krueger to get her second now already here in the first half. Now she's going to check out as Sarah Worley comes back in for her. So just like that, Ella Bolin and Kybren Cougar both have two apiece now for the Lady Eagles. Not even a minute into the second quarter. Lukert brings it up the floor. Kicks it over to Duryea. Duryea right back to Lukert. Lukert gets it to Keim in the corner. Double team's there. Keim picks it up. Has to try to get a pass off. And Coach Joe Gruber is going to take a timeout. This is only a 30, so we'll keep this one here. But you can see it already. Just the defensive pressure that the Silver Lake Lady Eagles can put on a team and how stressful it can be to try to move the ball around without throwing it away.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it takes time for somebody to send a double team at someone, and that means if there's two people on you, there's one person open at all time. I feel like it's more about what they need to do is keep moving that ball away, and eventually wear out this defense from the Lady Eagles.
One thing we saw out of Ottawa in the championship game against Silver Lake down in Burlington, in the second half, Ottawa switched it up. The way they were able to start getting offensive points and they kind of got Silver Lake out of rhythm, if you will, was Ottawa went to a five outlook. They just went, hey, we're going to go five out. We're going to get everybody on the perimeter. And, well, Silver Lake, they defended it man-to-man. So, you know, that pulled Mackenzie McDaniel. Obviously, she's the post player for Silver Lake. Pulled her out to guard the three-point line. See if Coach Joe Gruber doesn't try to use something like that. Keim has it in the corner once again, and we have a tie-up. And it will stay with Sabetha again. But as soon as you get in the corner, you got to start looking to pass it because that double team is getting there quick. And so far, Kira Keim, luckily, has been saved by a timeout and by a jump ball that goes Sabetha's way. Cameron Duryea loses it on the floor, now gets it back, and now gets it to Keim. Keim looking, trying to get it to Herman. It's tipped and stolen away. Kaylin Haney has it for the Lady Eagles here. Haney's going to slow everything down, let the offense get set. Takes it far side, gets it to Dieter. Dieter brings it right back and gets to McKinley Kruger. He's back in the game. Now inside, right back out to Kruger. Kruger down low, Dieter wide open, and it's good. Kaylee Dieter has her first basket of the game. She's got 2 points, and just like that, it is 20-4. Lady Eagles up by 16 now. Kiara Keim with the ball. Gets a pass off to the near side to Lukert. Lukert trying to go back to Keim, and it's stolen away. McKinley Kruger has it. Trying to go coast to coast. Kicks it off to Haney, and it's good. Kaylin Haney's basket is good here. We have another timeout by Coach Joe Gruber and the Lady Jays. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take this one with them. Score is 22-4. Silver Lake on top by 18 here in Sabetha.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Focus. And dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabetha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on KMZA 103.9, KMZA 92.1, and the Sabetha Channel. We are back out of this timeout break. It's 22-4, Silver Lake up 18, and we have a quick foul here on the Lady Eagles. Cameron Duryea had the ball and got bumped, and this is going to be on Kaylee Dieter. That's quickly her second foul here in this game so far. And that's now three for the Lady Eagles that have two fouls apiece. Dieter, Kybren Cougar, and Ella Bolin. Ella Bolin is back into the game, by the way. She places Dieter here. Carson Meyer has the ball. Looking to get a pass off. Still looking. Lost the handle, now picks it back up, and now gets it to Duryea. Duryea with it on the mid logo, now brings it near side. Drives in the lane. Oh, we're going to have a travel call first. So another turnover by the Lady Jays here in this game. And so far, that is the 12th turnover of the game for the Lady Jays. 5:23 remaining first half. Lady Eagles with the ball. Sarah Worley in the corner. Gets it to Bolin. Bolin over to Krueger. Krueger in the corner to Honey. Honey gets it to Bolin, and it's stolen away. A little bit too high of a pass. And Duryea gets it. Bessa has the ball. Still down 18. And it's Meyer with it. Gets it to Alexia Hayden. Gets it inside to Herman. Herman turns, kicks it near side to Duryea. Duryea for three. Off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to McKinley Krueger. Now she looks up ahead. Throws a pass, one-handed pass. Sarah Worley shot no good off the glass. And now it's Alexia Hayden with the ball. Alexia Hayden to bring it back up the court. Now gets it on over to Kiera Kine. Kine cross the staff court line. Now gets it to Meyer. Meyer with it right in front of the Silver Lake bench. Gets a screen from Herman. Wants to drive. Looks to get a pass off. Still looking and gets it to Herman. Herman drives. Kicks it out to Hayden. Hayden, top of the key. Lost it again. Gets it back. Drives in the lane. Goes up with a shot. And it's good. Alexia Hayden gets the two-point shot there to fall. And now she's got five in the game. And it's 22-6. That's the first basket of the second quarter for Lady Jays. Now three here in the corner by Worley. No good. Rebound to Hani. She turns, goes back up with a shot, and it's no good but a foul. And she's going to go line for two. We'll see. The foul's on here. They're going to get Kiera Kine her first. Team foul number one here in the quarter. Hani's first free throw is good. Naya Strom comes into the game for the Lady Jays here. And now Kyburn Cougar comes back in replacing McDaniel here for the Lady Eagles. Hani hits the second. Kaylin Hani now with 4 points in the game. It's 24-6. Lady Eagles back up by 18. Hayden gets it over to Meyer. Meyer right back to Hayden here near side. Picks it up. Double teams there. Gets it to Strom. Strom trying to get it inside. The Chloe Detweiler is in here for Lady Jays, but it's stolen away. Hani kicks it over to McKinley Krueger. She'll take an open three on the wing. Shot no good. This one out of bounds. It's going to be Samantha Ball.
You know, and I almost feel like Seth is trying to do too much with the ball in their hands. You know, they had somebody open. You make the easy pass to the wing first before kicking it down. I mean, it's as simple as that.
But results in another turnover. Hayden trying to get a pass off, and it's another steal, and then a foul quickly. So Carson Meyer picks up her first foul of the game, team foul number two on the Lady Jays here. Now Kaylee Dider back into the game for Lady Eagles. Krueger gets inside to her sister McKinley. McKinley right back to Kyburn. Kyburn gets in the corner to Bolin. Bolin for three, and she hits it. Ella Bolin gets a three-point shot to fall there, and it's now a 21-point advantage. Silver Lake on top. Ella Bolin now with five in the game. That's the third three-pointer by Lady Eagles. 3:03 remaining first half. Strom kicks it on over to Meyer. Meyer trying to get inside to Detweiler. Detweiler shot is good. Chloe Detweiler with her first basket. She has two, and it's a 19-point lead right now for the Silver Lake Lady Eagles. McKinley Krueger gets it to Detweiler, gets it here near side to Krueger. Krueger right back to McKinley. Worley inside to Dider, and we have a 3-second call. McKinsey McDaniel checks back in here for the Lady Eagles. She replaces Sarah Worley. Interesting thing for Silver Lake is Dider, Kyburn Krueger and Elle Bolin are all three on the floor, and they all three have two fouls apiece. See if Sabessa tries to kind of play a little bit to that strength, if you will, that they have right now. And now Hayden gets it right back and gets it to Nia Strom. Strom gets it to Luker. And now a quick foul here, and that's on Elle Bolin. That's her third. Team foul number 4 against Lady Eagles. So Sabetha should be in the bonus from here on out in this first half. And it's Alexia Hayden with the ball. Alexia Hayden kicks it to Meyer. Meyer looks. Kicks it on over here near side to Luker. Luker lost the ball, gets it back, and then throws it up. And now it's to McKinley Krueger. McKinley Krueger taking it back the other way. Wants to go up off this last shot. Is good. McKinley Krueger gets another basket here. It's back up to a 21-point lead. McKinley Krueger now in double-digit scoring with 10. And now Leah Luker gets it. Gets it to Hayden. Hayden looking. One dribble. Gets it to Luker. Luker lost it. And it's out of bounds. Silver Lake will have the ball right back off another Sabetha turnover. Gotta add these up here. That's the 16th turnover in this first half on the Lady Jays. This one almost a steal by Leah Luker, but Dider comes away with it. Now it's to Hani. Hani in the lane. Shot no good, but a foul. She's going to go line for two. They're going to get Leah Luker here for her first foul. That's only team foul number 3 on the Lady Jays. Now Kaylin Hani at the line for two. First one's good. Hani's second free throw. It's good as well. Kaylin Hani now, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. She has 6 points in this game, and it's 31-8. It's a 23-point advantage for Silver Lake here. Hayden inbounds it to Luker. Luker to bring it up the floor. Looks, kicks it here near side to Carson Meyer. Carson Meyer across the half court line, double teams there. Picks up the dribble, has to get a pass off and finds Hayden. Hayden gets it inside to Detweiler. Detweiler shot no good, but a foul. She's going to go line for two. And this foul, I think, is going to be on McKinley Krueger. It is. That's the Krueger, McKinley Krueger's first foul. Detweiler misses the first. Detweiler at the line for the second. It's up. And she can't get this one to fall either. Goes 0 of 2 at the line there. McDaniel with the rebound. Gets it to Hani. Hani looks up ahead. Gets it to Taylor Zordell, who's checked in for the first time, and it's quickly a turnover. Zordell not able to pull in that pass. It's only the 5th turnover on the Lady Eagles here in this game. So it's Sabetha ball. Leah Luker has it. Looking to get a pass off. Still looking out. Stolen. Kaylin Hani with another steal. She's going to go coast to coast. Puts it up, and the shot is good. Kaylin Hani with another basket. 33-8 now. A 25-point advantage for Lady Eagles. Hani with 8 points now in this game. With 41 seconds left, first half. Hayden kicks in the corner. Detweiler for 3. And she buries it. Chloe Detweiler for 3. And now Detweiler with 5 points in the game. 33-11 now. 22-point lead, Lady Eagles. Hani calls out the play here. 22 seconds to go, first half. Silver Lake's going to hold, try to hold for the final shot here this first half. And now they'll get into their offensive play here. Krueger with it. Drives, stops, 2-point shot is good. McKinley Krueger with another basket. She has 12. And at the buzzer, this one not going to be good. So at the end of one half of play, it's Lady Eagles 35, the Lady Jays of Sabetha 11. Here in this non-league 3A matchup. Again, Silver Lake 35, Sabetha 11. We'll quick step aside and be back in just a moment to bring you the stats of the first half and get you set for halftime here in Sabetha. But with that, we'll quick step aside and be back.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Chaim T.S. of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
For 41 years, Lloyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Lloyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Lloyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we are at the halftime break here of this non-league girls matchup. Silver Lake, they have the lead. It's 24-point difference right now. 35-11, Silver Lake up on Sabetha here at halftime. Cray, Lady Jays, at the end of one quarter, they were only down 16-4, but after a 19-7 second quarter, we find ourselves where it is at 35-11.
Yeah, definitely. And the lead story in this one so far has just been the turnovers by the Lady Jays. There's no way around it. And hopefully Coach Gruber's in there in the locker room, maybe helping them through that. You know, this is a relatively young team yet, and when they're getting pressure like this, how do you handle that? It's about, you know, how can you make yourself better? Maybe this is a game that they don't end up winning, but how can they make themselves better for the next game? And that's what I want to see here coming out in the second half.
Yep. Well, as far as stats, for one team, we got a little bit more as far as scoring, and that's Silver Lake. McKinley Krueger, she's leading the Lady Eagles with 12 points so far in the first half. McKinsey McDaniel, Kaylin Haney both with 8. Ella Bolin has 5. And Kaylee Dieter with 2 points for the Lady Eagles. The Lady Eagles as a team had 3 three-pointers in the first half. Just 5 turnovers in the first 2 quarters of play. They are 4 of 5 at the free throw line so far here in this game. Sabetha, on the other hand, Chloe Detweiler and Alexia Hayden both have 5 points apiece. Both hit a 3-pointer and a 2-point shot. Chloe Detweiler, however, 0 of 2 at the line. Mia Grimes is 1 of 2 at the line and has 1 point. The Lady Jays are 1 of 4 as a team at the charity stripe. Here's the biggest key. We said 5 turnovers for Silver Lake. The Lady Jays have 17 in the first half. 17 turnovers to just 5 for Silver Lake. Silver Lake had 3 three-pointers in the first half. Sabetha's got 2. Here in this one. So the three-pointers kind of holding steady and firm. Both teams kind of not really giving the other one an advantage there to a point. But again, it's 35-11. We have about 5.5 minutes here at the halftime break. And we're going to get set for the guys' game as well after the boys. We'll have about a 15-20-minute break, and we will get you that one. That was a great matchup in Burlington. 66-64 was the final there. But again, it's 35-11 right now here at halftime of the girls' game. Silver Lake on top by 24. We'll quick step aside again for another break, and we'll be back to get second half action underway here live on KNZA, and the Sabetha Channel here this evening.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Again, still at halftime here in Sabetha, just under the 3-minute mark of the halftime break here still. Well, Cray, just kind of get us set for the second half before we quick step aside for another quick break, but what both teams need to do here in the second half.
You know, I think Sabetha just needs to slow it down a little bit. You know the double teams are going to continue to come. How can you persevere through that? What can you do differently compared to what you did in the first half? You know, you got to be smarter with the ball and not make near as many turnovers. For Silver Lake, I mean, I love what they're doing. They're working the ball through the offense. You know, they have an open shot, but they're going to make one more pass to get an open shot down on the block, and obviously that's working for them here so far.
And as far as Sabetha, just defensively what they need to do if they want to try to make a stand. Anyways, for Sabetha, defensively, you just got to keep them from getting inside the paint. Just have to force them to throw it up from three, and if the three falls, it falls. If it doesn't, you know, offensively, you just got to make sure the pressure doesn't get to you. But again, we have about a minute 40. We're going to quick step aside for another just quick break here, and we'll be back for the start of the second half here in just a few seconds.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
We are set to start the second half, about 48 seconds left here in halftime. Again, it's 35-11, Silver Lake on top of the Lady Jays here in Sabetha. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on here on KNZA 103.9, KMZA 92.1, and also on the Sabetha Channel Live. I'm Logan Bitterman. Alongside me is Cray Schilling tonight, and also Mike Bitterman over here on the camera. He's not paying attention. Trying to get his attention. He's not paying attention. Now, anyway. He's down here on the camera for us here tonight. Well, we do have a quick score update. It's a Big 7 League matchup as far as one team, if you will. Holton playing Chapman, and it's 24-22. Chapman on top so far in that one. Another good one to keep an eye on. We've seen some good games throughout this season. We had one last night. Nemaha Central girls in their tournament in Wellsville played Spring Hill, went to 3 OTs and lost 68-60 in that tournament last night. Off the halftime break, this one almost a steal. McDaniel keeps it. Hani has it in the lane. 2-point shot is good. Kaylin Hani gets the 2-point floater to go there. And just like that, she has 10 points, and it's 37-11. Lady Eagles now with two girls in double-digit scoring. Mackenzie McDaniel needs one more 2-point basket to get there as well. Herman to Lukert. Lukert for three. Shot no good. Too strong. Rebound by McKinley Krueger, and here come the Lady Eagles. McKinley Krueger wants to push the ball up the floor. Gets it to Kybren. Kybren for two, and it goes. Kybren Krueger with a 2-point basket. It's 39-11 now. That's Kybren Krueger's first basket of the game. She has 2 points, and it's 28-point advantage, Silver Lake. Lexi Hayden now with the ball. Gets it to Herman. Herman gets it down low. Grimes for two. Shot falls. Maya Grimes' basket is good. She has 3 points now in the game. She was one of two at the line earlier in this one, and now it's 39-13. 6:45 to go, quarter number three. Hani gets it here near side to McKinley Krueger in the corner. Takes it back up top. Gets it to Kybren. Kybren to Hani. Hani wanted to go to McDaniel. Gets it there, and it's good. Now McDaniel, she's in double-digit scoring now. She's got 10, and that's McDaniel and Hani both with 10, and McKinley Krueger with 12 so far in this game. 41-13 is the score, 6:22 to go third quarter. Audrey Herman with the top of the key, gets it over to Duryea, far wing, sets the screen. Now Duryea for a long two, shot no good. McDaniel with the rebound, gets it to Hani, and here come the Lady Eagles. Kicks it up ahead to Kybren. Kybren Krueger up off the glass, shot is good, count it and one. Kybren Krueger now with 4 points. She's got the and one opportunity coming up here. And that foul is going to be on Alexia Hayden, her first. That's team foul number one on the Lady Jays here. Krueger's and one opportunity no good. Kaylee Dieter with the rebound. This putback shot by Dieter is good. Kaylee Dieter now with 4 in the game, and just like that, it's 45-13. Lady Eagles up now by 32. Leah Lukert with the ball. Kicks it to Grimes. Grimes to Hayden. Hayden gets a screen. Now almost had it lost. Ooh, and now, not sure what happened. Hayden went to go get the loose ball and just fell to the floor. Had something to do with her heel. The basket back the other way is good. They're going to count it, and I believe that was McDaniel that got the basket. So now McDaniel with 12. Not exactly sure what happened. We do have a quick stoppage in play. And they're going to go ahead and consider this like a full timeout, so we're going to go ahead and quick step aside. We'll be back in just a moment.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Kansas Land Radio.
Back here on 103.9, 92.1 in the Sabetha channel out of the timeout break. Lexia Hayden injured on the last offensive possession for Lady Jays. That's why we had the stoppage in play. Cameron Duryea gets it to Grimes. Grimes back to Duryea. Here near side, Carson Meyer with it. Gets inside to Herman. One dribble goes up with the shot. It's good. Count it and one. Audrey Herman gets the basket to fall, That's her first basket of the game. She's got two. She has the N1 opportunity coming up here. And let me tell you, Cameron Krieger picks up her third.
Coach Gruber did a great job at halftime telling these girls to get the ball out of their hands quicker. They are going to double team, but they're just not given that opportunity by holding onto the ball for too long.
The N1 opportunity by Herman, no good. Rebound goes to Dieter, and she gets it to Hani, and here come the Lady Eagles. That is a big loss, though, for Lady Jays losing Hayden, however, because of the three-point threat she gives you on offense. Just the leadership as well. McKinley Krueger in the corner for three, and she gets this one to go. McKinley Krueger gets the three-pointer to fall. And now it's 50-15. Sarah Worley's going to check into the game, and so is Ella Bolin. They're going to replace Kyburn Krueger and Kaylee Dieter. Here we have another quick stoppage as they had to get the net. Net got stuck up on the rim. So McKinley Krueger leading in scoring here tonight. She's got 15. McKinsey McDaniel with 12. And Kaylin Haney with 10 points as well. Grimes gets it to Meyer. Meyer looking. Wants to get a pass off and gets it to Duryea. Duryea turns. Gets it to Grimes. Almost stolen away, but saves it. Grimes gets it to Meyer. Meyer drives baseline. Goes up with the shot. No good. McDaniel with the rebound off the glass. Gets it to Haney. And now got to kind of slow it down. Let everybody get reset here. Haney calling out the offense here. Brings it here near side. Haney gets it to Worley. Worley to Bolin. Bolin to McKinley Krueger. Drives. Floater is good. McKinley Krueger gets a two-point basket there. She has 17 now in this game. McKinley Krueger with 17 here tonight. Cameron Duryea across the half-court line with the ball. Gets it on the corner to Leah Lucre. Now we have a foul here. This, I believe, is going to be on Sarah Worley. If it is, that's her first. That's only team foul number two against Lady Eagles. Just one against Lady J so far. Ball inbounded. Duryea for three in the corner, and it's no good off the glass. McDaniel with the rebound gets it to Haney. Here come the Lady Eagles. Haney, you hear that? Near side of McKinley Krueger. She'll shoot it. No good off the rim. Haney with the rebound. McDaniel with it. Now turns, goes up with a shot. Counted and one. McKinsey and McDaniel gets the and one opportunity here. Off the foul, McDaniel has 14. Can make it 15 if she can hit this free throw. Audrey Herman now with two fouls in the game. That's team foul number two here in the quarter. Chloe Detweiler, Nia Strom, and Kiara Keim all come in for Lady Jays here. And Coach Joe Gruber. Kaylee Dieter back into the game for Lady Eagles. Now McDaniel at the line for the and one opportunity. It's up. And she hits it. McKinsey McDaniel now with 15 in the game. Now it's 55-15. Lady Eagles of Silver Lake up by 40. A 40-point advantage for Silver Lake here. Kiara Keim has the ball. Could have maybe got called for a travel there, but luckily did not. This one tipped and out of bounds, and it's going to stay Sabetha ball. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake 55, Sabetha 15. Again, Silver Lake won the first matchup between these two down at Burlington, 69-17 last Thursday. We'll see what the final score is here. Nia Strom gets a two-point shot to go. Nia Strom with her first basket. Just like that, it's 55-17. Nia Strom with 2 points now. Now this one's tipped and stolen away. Leah Lucre gets a steal. Carson Meyer comes away with it. Now Lucre has it. Under 3 minutes to go, quarter number three. Lucre wants to drive. Kicks it in the corner. This is Detweiler with the ball now, working against Worley. Gets right back to Lucre. Lucre kicks it over to Keim. Keim stops. Top of the key for three. Can't hit it. Rebound. Won by McKinley Krueger, and here come the Lady Eagles. Krueger up ahead. This is Bolin. Lost the ball for a moment. Throws it back up. Now Kyburn Krueger gets it to her sister McKinley. Wow. Now it's Kyburn with it. Gets it to Bolin. Now McKinley Krueger on the far side to Worley. Worley gets it to Bolin. Corner to McKinley Krueger. Wants to drive. Stops. Gets it right back to Bolin. Poland. Downloaded Dieter. Dieter, one dribble and a foul. This is going to be on Carson Meyer. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number three on the Lady Jays here. 55-17 is the score. Mackenzie McDaniel and Kaylin Haney will both check back in for Lady Jays here. Now, Krista Minold is going to come in for Coach Joe Gruber, replacing Carson Meyer. And also checking in for the first time will be a 5'6 sophomore, number 23, Jillian Stapleton. So Jillian Stapleton is for the first time for Lady Jays here tonight. Worley gets it in to Kybern Kruger. Kybern out to Haney. Haney fakes, drives, kicks it down low to McDaniel. Turns, shoots. Can't hit it. Rebound to Nia Strom. The Lady Jays have it. Down 55-17. 2 minutes to go. Third quarter play. Jillian Stapleton with the ball. Looks. Gets a pass off to Kiara Kine. Coach Gruber calls out the offensive play here. Now Kine brings it near side. Gets it to Minold. Minold. Stops. Turns. Gets it to Strom. Strom drives at the free throw line. Kicks it to Kine on the far wing. Right back to Strom. Strom. Drives, kicks it out here near side to Stapleton. Stapleton stops, wants to shoot, does, no good. Rebound to Dieter, and here come the Lady Eagles. Kaylin Haney with the ball. Crosses the half-court line. He's going to get the offense set here. Gets it near side, this is Worley with it. Gets it inside to Dieter. Dieter, one dribble, wants to go up with it, can't. Now it's a steal. Krista Minold comes away with it for Lady Jays here, and that's two turnovers here in the third quarter now against the Lady Eagles. 1:09 to go, third quarter. Krista Minold with the ball, has it poked away, tries to go back for it, still on the floor, and we have a kick ball here. Going to stay Sabetha ball, and now it looks like McKinley Kruger is going to check back in here. She's going to replace Sarah Worley. Again, Coach Kyle Porter for Lady Eagles not here tonight, not 100% sure why, but his team doing basically what they normally do. Nia Strom's shot in the lane is blocked and out of bounds by McDaniel. It's going to stay Sabetha basketball. Now Kiara Kine inbound on the baseline. Gets it in the middle. Middle to Strom. Strom right back to Kine. Kine has it stolen away by Haney, and now Haney wants to go coast to coast, and we have a foul. It's going to be on the floor, and it's the last foul before going to the free throw line here. Kiara Kine picks up her second foul of the game. Team foul number four here in the third quarter. Dieter checks it in to Haney. And she'll get the offense set once again. Right back to Dieter. Now trying to get inside to McDaniel. It's tipped and out of bounds. It's going to stay Silver Lake ball. 42 and a half to go, quarter number three. Could be wrong. Is it just fourth quarter? I believe it might just be fourth quarter if it's 30 points at the running clock. McDaniel gets it off the inbound, and this shot's good. Back up to a 40-point lead, and now McKenzie McDaniel with 17. So McKinley Kruger and McKenzie McDaniel both have 17 apiece. Kiara Kine has the ball. Looking. Still looking, and gets a pass off to Chloe Detweiler. Detweiler now, right back to Kine. Kine has it stolen away by Haney. Haney wants to go coast to coast. Layup is good. 59-17 now. Kaylin Haney now with 12. 8 seconds. 7, 6 seconds to go now, third quarter. And a travel. So Silver Lake's going to get the last possession of this third quarter. And there was 17 turnovers at halftime. It's now 20 total turnovers in this game for Lady Jays here. 4.9 seconds. Kaylin Haney with the ball. Gets it to Kybern Kruger. She'll stop. Long two. Cannot follow at the buzzer. So at the end of three quarters of play, it's Silver Lake 59, Sabetha 17. We got one more quarter to go here in this girls matchup. And the Silver Lake Eagles, they can pretty much taste the win here tonight. But we got 8 minutes left. But with that, we're going to quick step aside before this fourth quarter gets started. Again, it's 59-17, Silver Lake, Sabetha. We'll be back in just a moment.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth quarter underway. Lady Jays with the ball. They're down 59-17. It's a 42-point lead. This shot in the lane, no good. Cameron Duryea, I believe, will go to the line for two. And we'll see the fouls on. That's going to be on Taylor Zordell, her first foul of the game. We saw her earlier this evening. Also checked in for the first time as a 5'11 junior, number 20, Alana Brewster. And also a 5'8 sophomore, number 3, Jaden White. Duryea's first free throw falls. And now she has 1 point here so far. Duryea back at the line for the second. And it falls as well. Cameron Duryea, 2 of 2 at the line there. She has 2 points now in the game, and it's 59-19. A 40-point lead still for Lady Eagle. Tara Worley back in the game. Gets a screen from Bolin. Kicks it here in the near side corner to Zordale, right back. To Worley. Worley drives in the lane, kicks it out. Ella Bullen in the corner for three, in and out. Rebound to Grimes, and the Lady Jays have it down 40. Cameron Duryea brings up the court. Under 7 minutes to go, fourth and final quarter of play. Carson Meyer with it here, gets a screen from Grimes, wants to drive, stops, kicks it to Herman. Herman fakes, now gets it to Luker. Luker down low to Herman. Herman turns, wants to go up with the shot, and does. No good off the rim. Rebound goes to Brewster. She gets it to Worley, and here come the Lady Eagles, still up by 46 and a half minutes to go. Sarah Worley with the ball. Gets it here near side to Weiss. Weiss hit a three in the Burlington tournament against Sabetha. Thought about shooting it there and did not. Now it's inside to Brewster. Brewster kicks it out to Zordell, to Bullen. Bullen to Zordell. Zordell kicks it on over to Weiss. Weiss thought about the long two. Instead, picks up the dribble, now gets it inside to Worley. Worley up off the last shot, no good. Rebound by Herman. And now it's to Carson Meyer, and under 6 minutes to go, Lady J still down 40, 59-19. Carson Meyer wants to bring it up the court, working against Jaden Wise. Drives in, now kicks it out to Lukert. Lukert drives baseline, goes up with the right-hand shot, no good. Rebound to Lukert, gets it to Duryea. Duryea along two, shot no good off the rim. Brewster has it, it's on the floor, picks it up, and now it's stolen away by Grimes. With the steal. Lost to Ewan, a travel call here. Sabetha fans want a foul call, and instead it's a turnover. And that's the 21st turnover in this game against the Sabetha Lady Jays. Running clock now, 5:22 to go in the game, as it's a 40-point advantage. Now Taylor Zordell will bring up the floor here for Lady Eagles. Zordell gets it inside to Brewster, kicks it out to Weiss. Weiss on over to Bolin. Bolin to Zordell. Zordell fakes. Gets it down low to Brewster. Brewster trying to get it to Bolin. Bolin shot no good. Rebound by Weiss. Her shot no good. And out of bounds. Ella Bolin was still standing somewhere on the out of bounds line when she grabbed the missed shot. So it'll be Sabetha ball. 4:50 to go in the game. 59-19 is the score. And it's Sabetha ball. Cameron Duryea to bring it up the floor. Crosses the half court line, has it here near side. Takes it back far side, stops, picks up her dribble, gets to Meyer. Meyer wanting to go to Grimes, I believe, with the ball and just can't get it there. Picks up the dribble, has to get a pass off and does get it to Grimes. Grimes here near side to Luker. Luker stops, gets it down low to Grimes. Turns, wanting to go up with a shot, and are they going to call it? I don't think they're going to call this a shot. No, they're going to say it's on the floor. That's going to be a foul. That's on Ella Bolin. That's her fourth. And now Ella Bolin's going to check out of the game, and we're going to have a quick timeout. This is going to be by Sabetha. It's going to be a full timeout here. They only have one remaining in this game. And we will just go ahead and keep this one right here with 3:57 to go in the game. Craig, it looks like Silver Lake will get the win. But Sabetha, they scored two more points in this game against them this time than they did at Burlington.
Definitely, and especially coming out of halftime, because in that first half, I mean, what they have, 17 first-half turnovers to only 23 in this second half. I mean, they looked a lot more comfortable out there, and at some point they realized in order to score more points, you have to take more shots, and especially limiting turnovers, that definitely helps you put more shot attempts up.
Yeah, and we saw one other game this season where two teams didn't really use any timeouts. Saw it only one other time, and so far tonight, Silver Lake has not used a timeout. So, now I've seen another team do it. That's kind of interesting stat to point out as well. Here this evening again, we have the boys' game. What a game that was last Friday evening, the semifinal matchup between Sabetha and Silver Lake in the boys' matchup in Burlington. Sabetha got up by 15 at one point in the first half, but the final end, it was 66-64. Sabetha got lucky off a missed last-second shot. It could have sent it to OT. Sabetha moved on to play for the chip, where they would ultimately lose to Rock Creek. So we have that game coming up for you as well this evening. Sabetha Lady Jays, however, finishing their game out, 3:50 to go in the fourth. They do have the ball here. Cameron Duryea with it. Fakes a shot, gets a screen. Top of the key, fakes again, now gets to Meyer. Meyer looking. Doesn't use the screen, drives the drive baseline. Stops and a blocking foul here. It's going to be on Zordale. That's going to be Taylor Zordale's second foul of this game. It should be team foul number three. And now it looks like Coach Joe Gruber is going to get almost an entire platoon swap, if you will, is what they call it. Going to sub four girls in, four girls out. Nia Strom will be the lone player that stays on the floor as Jillian Stapleton, Krista Middle, Chloe Detweiler, and Kiara Keim all come into the game. All four that I just named are all sophomores, so great playing time for them to go up against a team like Silver Lake. Obviously, subs in, though, however, but still the experience. Krista Middle gets it to Detweiler. Detweiler to Keim. Time working against Wise, now gets it off to Krista Middle. Middle picks up the dribble, gets it back, right back to Keim. Keim with it, steps back, gets it to Detweiler. Detweiler right back to Keim. Keim tries to drive, goes up with a shot, no good, and she's going to go line for two. Again, running clock, 2.5 minutes to go. Jaden Wise picks up her first foul of the game. That's team foul number four on the Lady Eagles. First free throw by Keim, no good. Taylor Zordale checks back into the game here for the Lady Eagles. Brewster checks out. Second free throw, no good. Zordale with the rebound. Keim goes 0-2 at the line there. 1:50 remaining in this game. Savannah Winde into the game. I believe that's how I pronounce the name. Hopefully I didn't pronounce that wrong. Jaden Wise's 3-point shot, no good. This one's going to be out of bounds. It's going to stay Silver Lake ball. Still 40-point lead for the Lady Eagles, and they do have the ball. Wise inbounds it. Savannah with the 3-point shot off the inbounds, and she hits it. Savannah Winde with the basket. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Again, I apologize if I am.
She has your best effort.
Points as well. Sometimes it's kind of hard. Kind of hard to pronounce the name. 62-19. 43-point advantage. Now it's up ahead. This is Savannah Winde with the ball. Gets it down low to Wise. Wise is shot no good, but a foul. She's going to go line for two. We'll see if she even gets both of them off. We're down to 44 seconds. Clock's still running. Morgan Tateman into the game for Lady Jays. She just picked up her first foul. Jada Wise gets the first free throw to fall. Down to 20 seconds to go. Obviously, still at the free throw line, though, for the second free throw. It's up. Weiss can't hit it. Rebound is long, and it's Lady J's basketball. Down to 9 seconds. Chris the middle drives. Shot is blocked. Taylor Zordell has it. The Lady Eagles down to 1 second to go, and that is going to end it. The Silver Lake Lady Eagles, they're going to get another win here on this season. They only score 4 points in the fourth and final quarter of play. And they win this one. 63-19 is the final here in Sabetha in this girls' game. What a game. Obviously, Lady Jays scored 2 more points than they did at Burlington, but we'll quick step aside back in just a moment to bring the final stats and statistics and also give you a player of the game from the girls' matchup here in just a moment. Again, 63-19. We'll be back here on KMZA, KMZA, and the Sabetha channel in just a moment.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair, their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
As your hometown bank, Citizen State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here on KNZA, KNZA, and the Sabetha Channel. I'm Logan Bitterman. Alongside me is Craig Schilling and Mike Bitterman as well here this evening. The girls' game just came to a close. Well, it was the second matchup this year between Silver Lake and Sabetha. The first time around, it was 69-17. Silver Lake got the win at Burlington. This time, they do get the win again, but it's 63-19. A little bit closer than last time between these two. But again, Silver Lake, they just kind of ran away with it after they got up 16-4 in the first quarter, up 35-11 at halftime, 59-17 after three, and then 63-19 is the final. Craig, before we get to the final stats, just kind of a couple quick takeaways from both teams.
You know, if I'm Coach Joe Gruber in that game, I'm really proud of the way my team played in that second half. You know, you cut the turnovers basically in half compared to that first half, and you look a lot more poised. So, I mean, again, this is a younger group. You got a lot to work with in the upcoming years. So it's a great learning experience, and they got to keep moving forward.
Thanks, Trey. And with that, let's go ahead and get to the final statistics. We'll start with Silver Lake. They get the win. They were led in scoring by McKinley McDaniel and McKinley Kruger. Each had 17 points in this game, and Kaylin Honey chipped in 12 points as well. Jaden Weiss with 1, Kaylee Dider 4, and Ella Bullen with 5 here, and Kybrin Kruger with 4 as well. for the Lady Eagles. The Lady Eagles, as a team, only had 8 turnovers in the game, hit 5 threes, and went 6 of 9 at the free throw line this evening. But the Lady Jays, they were led in scoring. Chloe Detweiler and Alexia Hayden each had 5. Maya Grimes with 3 points, Audrey Herman with 2, Nia Strom with 2, and Cameron Durier with 2 as well. The Lady Jays, as a team, they had 21 turnovers here this evening in this loss. They had 2 three-pointers made and went 3 of 9 at the free throw line as a team. Well, Craig, you got to pick a player of the game, and it's, I think we kind of made a decision on who we're probably going to give this one to.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely got to be Heine. I mean, she had 12 points, a handful of steals, and did a great job of operating the offense all night.
Yeah, and she's just a sophomore. So Kaylin Heine, she's going to get the player of the game here this evening for Lady Eagles as they get the win, 63-19 here this evening. Again, we do have the guys' game coming up in just a little bit. They do have a little special presentation for the Shrine Bowl here for a couple of Sabetha players and head coach Garrett Michael this evening. So we will turn it over to Kurt back in the studio, and we'll have an intermission here between games, and then he'll throw it back to us for the boys' game. We're hoping for another exciting one. It was a 2-point win by the Blue Jays in Burlington just 1 week ago today. So, again, we'll quick step aside, and we're back here in just a little bit on KNZA, KNZA, and the Sabetha Channel here in several minutes to get you set for that game coming up as well. So we'll go ahead and step aside.